Cian McCormack is here with what it says in this morning's papers.
The call-in of the general election gets blanket coverage today. Called it a bit sooner than expected, to be held a bit later than expected, says Pat Leahy in the Irish Times. Varadkar gambles on first Saturday election in century, says the Irish Independent. The Times dedicates four pages to the election. Harry McGee sketches out the key constituencies that will decide the makeup of the 33rd Dáil. He says in his piece that while polls give an overall picture, constituencies need to be examined to get a sense of the relative strengths of each party and independents. He adds that predicting an election campaign is a guessing game and inexact science. In an analysis piece in the same paper, Pat Leahy says the general election being held in the dark, cold winter of February will mean the campaign will be fought over the airwaves, while knocking on doorsteps will be more difficult. Many titles focus on the calling of the election, but many also tease out and list the issues that could decide it. In the Irish Independent and the Herald, John Downing lists these as the economy, housing, health, costs people face, Brexit and personalities. The Examiner lists the issues on its front page as climate change, health, the economy and housing. The discovery of dismembered body parts and fears for the life of a 17-year-old boy make the front pages of seven of today's newspapers. Sick and depraved, says the front page headline on the Herald. Barbaric is the one-word headline on the Irish Sun. The Irish Examiner describes the dumping of body parts as a mafia-style warning. The papers say DNA samples from the remains will be cross-checked with the family of a 17-year-old boy who has not been seen since Sunday. Michael O'Toole writes in the Irish Daily Star that the killing happened in revenge for a gang murder. Conor Lally writes in the Irish Times, organised crime now moves into an era of unprecedented extremes, and it is the latest juncture in Irish crime's evolution towards narco-terrorism-style violence. In other stories, the Irish News focuses on the Stormont executive moving to resolve a health dispute to bring nurses' pay in line with their British counterparts. The Belfast Telegraph has a front page headline that there will be an Irish Sea border. It attributes that headline to Chief EU negotiator Michel Barnier. The FAI crisis, as the Irish Daily Mirror puts it, is covered on page two of that paper. It says efforts to save the association will continue in coming days. The Irish Independent reports the Disclosures Tribunal, which investigated complaints about the alleged treatment of Garda whistleblowers, has cost taxpayers more than €5.1 million to date. One in 15 cars submitted for the national car test last year was found to be dangerously defective and unsafe to be driven on public roads. That's according to figures published by the Road Safety Authority, and that story is reported in most of the newspapers today. Finally, Father Brian D'Arcy. Yesterday he received an OBE from British Prince William for his work in bringing cross-border communities together. Father D'Arcy is quoted in the Mirror as saying he didn't feel he should be getting an award for something he should be doing as a priest anyway.